We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
Still haven't managed to elect a new speaker. Jim Jordan went through three votes, losing slightly more each time. And at one point was photographed coming out of a closed-door meeting with a handwritten note reading, "What is the real reason?" Which looks less like a bid to be speaker and more like an early draft of a suicide note. This is a humiliating situation for Republicans, although one member did his best to spin the chaos as a positive.
Our Democratic colleagues will not work with us on a single thing to secure the border. Not one thing in any...
You're the ones who can't get behind a candidate here.
We are laying this all out in public view, and the American people can see it. It is the sausage getting made. It's the worst system except for all the others.
You think this looks good?
Yeah, it definitely does not look good. And do not claim that you're laying this mess out in public to be transparent about how the sausage is made. It's getting laid out because you're incapable of making a sausage at all. When people go to the grocery store, they expect Oscar Mayer wieners, not Oscar Mayer a pig anus and other assorted animal parts.
Mr. Jordan, do you need another phone?
Yes, Kayla, please. Oh, how did I lose? This is chaos. Some of us are here to actually serve the American people. All I want to do is get Congress back to work so I can shut it down again.
You'll get there, sir. In the meantime, there's someone here who wants to cheer you up.
Hi, Jim. What the heck? George Santos? Why do you have a baby?
No one seems to know. Hey, hon, can you take this?
Where?
I'll just put him in an Uber. Jim! I just want to say how sorry I am, but I want you to know I voted for you, and get this, so did Shoshana Loggins.
Who's that?
Also me.
Okay. I appreciate that, George, but I'm not ready to give up, okay? Do you think if one more time I try, I could be elected speaker?
Well, look, I would be lying if I said yes. So, yes.
Okay, George, thank you for coming, but I have a lot on my mind right now.
Of course. Oh, I have to take this. It's Tupac. Girl, I know, Jada is crazy.
None of that made me feel better. I don't know what else to do. I'm just so close. I only need, what, 100 votes?
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, goodness.
Yoo-hoo, is this the loser's office?
Mr. President, I'm so glad you're here. And you endorsed me, and then you just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, well, that's because I prefer the Jordans who win, okay? Like the great Michael Jordan, or the even greater Jordan Sparks. No air, remember that? Now that was a song. Dummy, am I supposed to breathe with no air? You can't do it. But Jim, I still like it. Not like, it's more like not like, okay? Like, I don't like you at all. Part of it's the jacket. It's the lack of the jacket. You don't look good. You look like the night manager at a 2-star steakhouse or something.
I understand, sir. I've been told that before.
But you know, people are saying that I would make a great speaker.
I mean, you would, sir.
It's true, but sadly, I'll be too busy campaigning, traveling from city to city, visiting their beautiful courtrooms, you know. But I'm doing great things for the courts, doing great things for the courts.
This is all just so frustrating, sir. I did exactly what you would do. Intimidation, threats. Why didn't it work?
Well, because frankly, you're not me, okay? You're no fun. I'm hilarious, okay? I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell is he doing here, you know? They don't play creep live anymore, do they? You notice that? They don't play it. Everybody else does it, but they don't do it. But you're little Jim Jordan. I'm Donald Trump, okay? I'm Coke, you're Shasta.
But you endorsed me and I still lost.
Seems to happen a lot. It's happening a lot, but that's okay. You can't give up, all right? You can't give up because this is America. It's the most beautiful country in the world, filled with some terrible people, some awful people, some of the worst people you've ever seen, but we love it. What a beautiful nation it is, what a wonderful nation. Not so much in terms of the people there, people very bad and weird, but don't we love our country? What an awful place it is.
Got it. So do you think I can win?
Honestly, I couldn't care less. But soon, I'll be back in president. And don't you worry, Jim, I'll take care of you. Oh, yes. You will be taken care of.
All right, I don't love the way you're saying that.
I want you to take care of that son of a bitch right away. I don't want to see him again. Make that first thing on your list, understand?
Understood.
None of his behavior, which can best be described as performative, will change what's happening in the courtroom. We are here to enforce the law, and nothing will change that. No attacks, no words. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will only serve justice and enforce the law. Thank you.
That's somebody holding four aces while the person across the table is screaming and yelling.
She went on to say it's quite clear in the evidence that he overvalued his properties.
Well, I say she's holding four aces because she's holding years and years and years of lies.
This is part of Attorney General's civil fraud trial against Donald Trump, Letitia James. Inside the courtroom, the judge reportedly had to tell Trump to quiet down.
Silence!
Prosecutors say the former president's comments were heard across the courtroom during a witness's testimony. According to the AP, the judge then asked the entire room to keep their voices down, quote, particularly if it's meant to influence the testimony. Trump returned to the courtroom this week after attending the first days of the fraud trial against him earlier this month.
You know, Willie, it is so sad. It is so sad what they are doing.
Yeah.
To the poor Donald Trump says he's being forced.
He's being dragged in there.
To attend this trial. He's forced because they don't want him to go to Iowa. It's so unfair, he says. Take a look and see.
You can't campaign.
See if you can find the inconsistency.
They want to keep me here instead of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and lots of other great places. They want me to be here.
Will you be back tomorrow, by any chance?
Probably not. Probably we're having a very big tournament, professional golf tournament.
Yes, sir.
At Doral, so probably not.
So, Willie.
Perfection.
Oh, my.
Love it.
They're keeping They're keeping me from the good people of Iowa.
4 minutes.
They're keeping me from the good people of New Hampshire.
Information.
They're keeping me from the good people of South Carolina. I mean, he almost did a Howard Dean rundown of the states that they were keeping him from. It's so, the injustice of it all. How could they be? And then the reporters ask him a couple of minutes later, so are you going to be here tomorrow, too, since they're holding you here? Oh, no, I got a golf tournament in Doral. I'm going down to the country club.
I mean, you
can't make it up because, see, his mind, he can't even remember who he's running against. He thinks he's running against Barack Obama. So how do you expect him 4 minutes later to remember the lie he told 4 minutes ago?
I mean, it's perfection. You couldn't. Sometimes you, things are bleak. I get it. But sometimes you just have to laugh. I mean, it's absolute perfection. There is, Joe, that famous waiver in the New York court system. You have to be here as a defendant unless there's a tournament at Doral. And so many defendants have invoked that over the years. So.
That Donald Trump is currently the far and away frontrunner for the GOP nomination for president in 2024. What does far and away mean? Well, he's ahead by roughly 21 points in the current 538 polling average against every other candidate combined. If you Voltroned the GOP field into one super candidate, it would not be within shouting distance of Donald Trump, a man with the largest shouting radius in America. Trump, the biggest frontrunner who has ever run front, has just been hit with more bad legal news. Another one of his co-defendants just flipped on him.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
In a surprise move, former Trump attorney Kenneth Chesbrough pled guilty to a felony in the Georgia election interference case and accepted a plea deal with prosecutors. The Harvard-educated lawyer has seen quite a fall in the last few years, considered the legal architect of the plan to use fake electors to steal the election. Chesbrough now faces 100 hours of community service, 5 years probation, a $5,000 fine. Perhaps most importantly, he will testify against the other co-defendants, including Donald Trump.
Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
You know how I know this is bad for Trump? I don't remember who this guy is. You see, when nutballs like Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell get in trouble, it just feels like that's part of the plan. It's been factored in, but when an anonymous white-collar Harvard guy goes down and says he'll cooperate with prosecutors, that's got to be when Trump is thinking to himself, oh, no. Because if Mike Lindell or Rudy Giuliani ever flipped on Trump and told a jury Trump was guilty, Trump would be found innocent by the first lunch break because they're nuts. I kind of think that was the whole game plan. Let those two hair-dye-addicted clowns scream and cry on TV while the quiet, buttoned-up Harvard guy does all the real criming for you. But these buttoned-up quiet type, the Chesbros, if you will, are the ones who actually understand what went down. He's a Harvard-educated lawyer with a long history in Washington politics who might actually be able to explain to a jury where the bodies are buried, as opposed to Rudy, who looks like a guy who knows the best places to dig one up. I look for tombstones with fancy names. They're most likely to be wearing watches. This plea deal came one day after another plea deal that was bad for Trump. Last week, we told you that former Trump lawyer Sidney Powell pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in their investigation of Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. You might recall Powell from this recent mugshot where she looks like she just saw the videotape from The Ring and she was on it.
Hello? 7 days? All right. I'll see you then. Telemarketers.
Or you might also remember Powell from her star turn as one of the key witnesses in the January 6th hearing, where she was asked about her conversations with President Trump in the run-up to the coup attempt.
In fact, you did get to see the president without an appointment.
We did.
In the short period of time that you had with the president, did he seem receptive to the presentation that you were making?
He was very interested in hearing particularly about the FISA finding and the terms of 13848 that apparently nobody else had bothered to inform him of.
Now, just as a reminder of her role in the attempt to overturn the election, here's a quick recap of some of the crazy she was saying at the time as a member of Donald Trump's legal team.
It's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. What we are really dealing with here and uncovering more by the day is the massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States.
In fact, we can prove Cuba and Venezuela were involved in the election because their signs were everywhere. Rudy, can you wipe your face quieter?
I guess the better question for Powell would have been, who wasn't involved in the conspiracy to steal the election?
Big tech companies, social media companies, home furnishing companies, all the major sports leagues, the airlines, every steakhouse in New York City, Chili's, both the country, the restaurant, and the temperature.
In that same interview with the January 6th committee, Powell also confirmed that Trump at one point tried to appoint her special counsel to investigate the 2020 election.
On Friday, he had asked me to be a special counsel to address the election issues. He asked Pat Cipollone if he had the authority to name me special counsel, and he said yes. And then he asked him if he had the authority to give me whatever security clearance I needed, and Pat Cipollone said yes. And then the president said, okay, you know, I'm naming her that, and I'm giving her security clearance.
Can you imagine this lunatic with security clearance? I wouldn't clear her for a Costco card. Anyway, last week we found out that Powell had pleaded guilty in the criminal case over Trump's attempt to overturn the election results in Georgia. And then on Sunday, Trump claimed he actually has nothing to do with Sidney Powell.
Trump is responding to two of his allies who flipped on him, taking plea deals in the Georgia election interference case. Trump tried to distance himself from campaign lawyer Sidney Powell, writing on Truth Social, "Ms. Powell was not my attorney and never was."
Obviously, there are a couple problems with this claim. First of all, as we just told you, Powell and others confirmed in sworn testimony that she was in the Oval Office with Trump, where he tried to name her special counsel with security clearance to investigate the 2020 election. Second, at that infamous press conference, Rudy told the assembled media that Powell was part of Trump's legal team.
Thank you very much for coming. This is representative of our legal team. We're representing President Trump, and we're representing the Trump campaign. When I finish, Sidney Powell and then Jenna Ellis will follow me.
Trump's only defense here is that Rudy Giuliani is untrustworthy, which is true. But then it applies to everything, including the election fraud claims. You can't have it both ways. That Rudy guy is out of his mind. You can't trust a word he says, except on China and Hugo Chavez. Teaming up with your minion and big tech to steal the election. It's weird because on that, he's right on the money. Usually crazy. And then, of course, there's one more small problem with Trump's claim that Powell was never his attorney. In November of 2020, Trump said that Powell was his attorney.
The president wrote, "I look forward to Mayor Giuliani spearheading the legal effort to defend our right to free and fair elections. Rudy Giuliani, Joseph DeGeneva, Victoria Tenzing, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis, a truly great team, added to our other wonderful lawyers and representatives."
It's like Ocean's 11 if they were trying to give $160 million to a casino. "Okay, Rudy, let's go over the plan one more time. Blackjack, always hit on 20. Roulette, put it all on yellow. Craps, eat the dice." Fun fact, most of that legal team has now been indicted. If you did a where are they now, the answer for almost all of them would be facing charges. Here's one more piece of evidence that Powell has a direct connection to Trump and his attempts to overturn the election. She said it herself in an interview with an Australian news program 2 years ago.
"How did you come to be involved in the election effort post the election?"
"I wish I knew." "It was like this huge tsunami hit us. I was in the area at the time. I had worked with Mr. Giuliani for a few days before on another matter. And the next thing I know, I'm smack in the middle of it."
"Did you already have a relationship with President Trump?"
"Yes, I did have a relationship with President Trump."
"What was your relationship with Trump? Did he trust you?"
"I believe he did trust me."
"And had you been much in the Oval Office?"
"Yes, I'd been there a number of times."
I like how she was just in the area and then ended up in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. Like she broke off from her tour group to answer a text. "Hey, has anyone seen Aunt Sydney?" "Yeah, she was pulled away by a gnome whose head was leaking." "Should we tell the police?" "No." Trump thinks that just because he never pays his lawyers, that means they weren't his lawyers. But sadly, they were. They were his accomplices with direct knowledge of his criminal scheme to dismantle American democracy. And now they've pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. It doesn't matter if they're Harvard-educated white-collar lawyers or weirdos who drink Diet Dr. Pepper, not by the can, but by the
tsunami.
"Donald Trump challenged the election. So let's put him in jail for the rest of his life, okay? Even though it was a crooked election. If you want to challenge the result of an election, they hound you. Look what happened this weekend with two good people. They hound them and they scare them and they... But we don't get scared. We don't get scared. I'll tell you what. I don't mind being Nelson Mandela."
"More like Nelson Mandelicatessen, I think, but..." "Trump is in New Hampshire today, rallying the stoops. You know, there's a war going on, a terrible war. One of our closest allies was viciously attacked, and there are videos now journalists saw today that show how unbelievably vicious the Hamas attack was. And what's Donnie Dum-Dum talking about? This.
Remember when Biden? I'd like to take him to the back of the barn. I dream of that. You know what I do with him? Oh, I dream of it. I'd hit him right in that fake nose. That fake nose. They'd have plastic lying all over the floor."
He went from fake news to fake nose. So, wait, Joe Biden has a fake nose? I know he has wooden teeth. I think the nose is real.
Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust.
News that just came through out of the state of Georgia, yeah. Moving to a different criminal case where Jenna Ellis, one of Trump's former attorneys, now joining Sidney Powell in pleading guilty.
We've seen four pleas so far in that Fulton County case. Three of them have come from people who behaved in a legal capacity. And I think going back to Michael Cohen, there's a lesson here that Trump didn't appear to have absorbed. Hell hath no fury like a former lawyer whose own legal fees were unpaid and then is left to hang in the wind while that person is being investigated. That certainly seems to be what we're also seeing from Ken Chesbrough's plea, from Sidney Powell's plea, and now Jenna Ellis's plea. All three of them are believed not to have had their legal fees paid by Trump, and then as defendants and or people under investigation their own legal fees, you know, in terms of their roles as defendants or investigated persons, weren't being paid. The poverty that that caused for all three of these people could have been a major factor in their decisions to plea. Jenna Ellis obviously leads then further up the chain to one Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, the domino's certainly falling in the state of Georgia against Donald Trump.
Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey!
How do you plead to aiding and abetting false statements in writings and under accusation 23SC190514?
Guilty.
And is this your signature along with Mr. Hogue's signature on the accusation?
It is.
In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information, especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true. In the frenetic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse. For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me, and I now take responsibility before this court and apologize to the people of Georgia.
Another day, another Trump co-defendant has flipped. That's three Trump lawyers in 1 week. Which leads us to America's favorite new game show. Tell them what they won, Johnny.
Probation instead of hard time. A lifetime of shame that you can't scrub off. And this dinette set from Roy Hill. Roy Hill, you're too pretty for jail.
We're covering a legal and possibly a political earthquake at this moment. ABC News is at this point exclusively reporting that former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been granted immunity by Special Counsel Jack Smith's office. ABC News is reporting this, quote, Trump was already questioning the integrity of the election months before Election Day. The committee successfully slid the timeline back with evidence developed through Tom Fitton and others. Back to ABC, quote, then within hours of polls closing on November 3rd, 2020, as Trump was beginning to lose key states, Trump claimed on national TV that it was, quote, all a major fraud. Quote, frankly, we did win this election, Trump declared. Mark Meadows told Jack Smith's investigators earlier this year that he's long believed Trump was being dishonest when he made that statement, given the fact that votes were still being counted and the results from several states were not in yet. Nevertheless, public testimony has shown that in the weeks after the election, Meadows helped Trump vet allegations of fraud that were making their way to Trump from people like Rudy Giuliani, whom Trump put in charge of legal efforts to keep Trump in the White House. Meadows said that by mid-December, he privately informed Trump that Giuliani hadn't produced any evidence to back up the many allegations he was making. Then Attorney General Bill Barr also informed Trump and Mark Meadows in an Oval Office meeting that allegations of election fraud were, quote, not panning out.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
The Donald Trump Show is over.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.